If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Oh hi, it's me.
It's Anna.
Anna.
We're both just digesting a bit of chocolate from our mouths.
I know, we decided to just stuff our faces.
This is how it works now.
Now that Rhiannon's pregnant, I've decided that I can also just stuff my face whatever I want and say I'm having sympathy weight gain.
Oh yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
That's a thing.
We can share maternity trousers.
Oh, I don't want to have to wear maternity trousers. I'm pregnant.
They are very comfortable.
I know, I don't want to have to wear them yet.
I know.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
So we're here to talk about real life stories.
Yes, we are.
Stuff up the bum.
I mean,
haven't had up the bum for so long.
There hasn't been anything up the bum for a very long time.
There was one story that was up the bum, but it wasn't long enough to do as a full story. I read it the other day, and it's basically about this girl. I started saying guy and then changed to girl.
Yeah, I thought you were doing some weird
It was
accent.
This girl who basically had really, really, really bad hay fever.
Oh my God, I read that story.
And her boyfriend was like, I've been doing loads of research on the internet, and like came over really caring and said that the best way to solve it was anal sex.
And she was like, I'll do anything at this point to stop the sniffles, so get round here.
Yeah.
Blimey, what a scally.
And then, oh, they had a big laugh about it.
Oh,
so
God, they
laughed. She put
laughed.
It on the internet.
God, we laughed.
Yes, yeah, so you had a bonus story there.
What?
There's a little bonus story.
Oh, a bonus. I thought you said a bonus story. I was like, what the fuck?
Also that.
That is. You'd have to. You can't just be pushing floppy flesh up there. Anyway, let's not get into that. So we're looking at real... We're not looking at, we're talking about. Well, we're looking at it, but we're feeling it and we're loving it and we're feeling it. Real life stories, the kind of things that you would read in real life magazines. So Take a Break, Chat, Pick Me Up. I must learn some more magazine names because I just say the same three every week.
We're big fans.
Big fans of those. And also from the weird news section of the internet. So anything that happens in real life that you're like, no way, that can't be real. And we're like, yes way, it is real.
It is real.
Because it's on IRL.
Preferably if it's disgusting.
Ideally if it's gross, ideally if it makes you want to retch, ideally if it brings Rhiannon's acid reflux back. Reflux or reflex?
I think it's flux.
Reflex.
It's acid reflux, it's like this little flap in your neck, basically.
Okay, that's more than enough from you and your flappy neck. So we're just here to sort of entertain and educate, really. We're on a two-woman mission.
Yeah.
We're not trying that hard, but we're just trying to like bring a bit
just
of joy
like
in there.
Just softly.
Just gently,
yeah,
easing you in with some crazy shizzle and nizzle.
Yeah. Do you want to stop while you're saying it again?
You've got to stop saying that.
You've got to stop saying it.
Right.
Do you want me to start this week?
Absolutely, yeah.
Woman finds out she has a dog tapeworm lodged in her spine.
Yes, I did see this and I thought, I don't want to know any more about that. So I scrolled past it. That's great news.
A woman was told she had a dog tapeworm lodged in her spine after going to hospital with a tingling sensation in her legs. Anyone right now listening who has like slight pins and needles.
Get the fuck to hospital and check that spine.
Yeah.
When it says dog tapeworm, does it mean a tapeworm from a dog's?
Yes, it does.
How did it, well, you are
from
going
a dog's
to tell me.
Bum.
Oh, goodness.
The 35-year-old French woman said she had found it hard to walk for the last 3 months, was repeatedly falling over.
Why is she not going to the doctor the second she can't walk?
And for 3 months, just falling over.
Jesus.
Like a bad movie. An MRI scanner of her spine revealed a rather distinct culprit lurking in her back. A tapeworm commonly found in dogs. Look, there it is, in the scan. It's
Jesus
like lodged
Christ.
In the bone.
That is fucked up.
But the woman had only come into contact with her pet cat, horses, and some cows. So scientists are at a loss as to how she picked up the parasite.
Yeah, but
I said
cows
I was going to tell you how.
Cats and stuff have.
It's a dog one, though.
How do they know? What's the difference?
They know.
What? There are different types of tapeworm for different animals.
Yeah.
I don't understand tapeworms then.
No.
Do you?
No.
It's just you're being very confident about the fact that it's a dog tapeworm.
Because it says it in the news.
You're just I mean, you're speaking confidently, so fake I assume news. You know.
And the report was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. That's not fake news.
Well, they do seem to know what they're
Who said
about.
She had a lesion on one of her vertebrae with an epidural component.
What?
Meaning it was partially set around the membrane that covers the spinal cord.
That is not... I just don't like spinal cords.
Oh, here we go. Surgery then removed the creature. Creature. Which then was studied and found to be Echinococcus.
Mm-hmm.
Granulosos.
Yeah, big time.
Which is not commonly found in humans.
Is that right? It's normally found in dogs, isn't it, I've heard.
Yeah. This kind of tapeworm can cause an infection, which can cause cystic lesions in the liver and lungs.
That sounds awesome.
And terrible things can happen.
Nah.
She was treated with some medicine and is now able to walk again.
Oh, good stuff. She's not falling over all the time.
Not falling over all the time. And still no word into how bacteria from a dog's arse got into her back.
I'm really not crazy about any of this. Do you think she had sex with a dog?
Oh, maybe. Maybe a blowy to get it in.
Oh, good God, Rhiannon.
We shouldn't libel this woman.
Well, yeah, but she's anonymous, isn't she?
Yeah. Or are we libeling all 35-year-old French women, if
or
you know
are we
one?
Libeling all dogs?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Tapeworms, they're not safe.
Tapeworms.
Ideally, I'd like to see, in this newspaper article, I'd like to see the tapeworm with a black rectangle across yeah. his eyes, like they do with sex
It's not
offenders.
His fault.
No, it's... Well, feels like it might be his fault, a smidge.
He has to just do what he's got to do, which is get in people and feed off them.
Great news is, can you feel the washing machine going?
I can.
Yeah.
Because the whole toast Ian's making.
The whole house is shaking, so I'm sorry if you can hear
is
that.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, it's a fucking... Our flat is minuscule and
oh,
the washing...
Oh, Anna and Ian put it on when it gets jiggy-jiggy.
Your
jiggy,
phone's
jiggy.
About to drop into your juice.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, everyone. There's too
sorry
much going on.
Sorry for saying jiggy-jiggy, guys.
Well, luckily I had something else going on then, so... See how much I care about you? I was worried about your fantastic, snazzy phone.
You just reminded me that there's squash on offer, though, so
oh,
I'm
hello.
Enjoy that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that woman had a tapeworm in her spine, but I am glad to hear that
to
she's
conclude.
Fine. So to sum up, stop blowing dogs.
Yeah.
Porn star wants £5,000 so he can be buried inside a giant remote-controlled penis.
Oh my God, what?
Of course
There's a lot
he
of
does.
Elements there.
Do you know what his name is?
No.
Johnny Rockard.
That is a great porn name.
What would your porn name be? It's hard, though. I'll put you on the spot there.
Well, when he gets buried in his penis coffin, I'll take on Johnny
take
Rockard.
Take on Rhiannon Rockard. Which, of course, wouldn't make any sense. A porn star turned wannabe politician wants people to give him money so he can be buried in a gigantic remote-controlled penis. Mm. Johnny Rockard says he is planning to go off in style after announcing he has been diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. Okay, bit of a bummer to start with.
Poor Johnny
but
Rockard.
But once we get over the sadness, it's a really great story.
Yeah, okay.
Specifically, he means being buried inside a six-foot-long phallic-shaped coffin that would, of course, be complete with a pair of testicles. And he has started crowdfunding to get his project off the ground. He needs £5,000 to build the penis on wheels, as he admits no one is going to want to be a pallbearer carrying a
cock. Oh my God.
He's got a point. I don't want to carry a penis.
Why do they just put all coffins on wheels?
Yeah, I do think it looks heavy. It does look heavy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let's
and
not
if
find
one
out.
Of you, and if one of you buckles... The...
Well, sometimes you see when people are like short on one side, it looks a bit...
But what happens if they drop that coffin?
Yeah, terrible.
And the
smash,
thing comes out.
Open.
The thing comes out.
The thing.
Jesus. That must have happened. There must be footage of that on YouTube.
Oh, 100%.
The outtakes. Can you imagine? The bloopers. Funeral bloopers. The crowdfunder will also pay for a hydraulic mechanism that will make the coffin erect at an angle during the service.
No.
Well, might as well.
Stand into attention.
Exactly. The former Bristol mayoral candidate,
yeah.
Whose real name is Johnny Langley, that's not nearly
no.
as sexy.
I want his mum to be Mrs. Rockard.
I know that he said, I know there will be people who will contribute to it because they want to see the back of me. There will be those who contribute to it because they think it's absolutely hilarious as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it is absolutely hilarious, Johnny.
Hilarious.
This is quite a historical moment. No one has ever been buried or cremated in a penis before. And no. I can, that is certified.
Have
true.
You checked that?
I did
verified
look.
It.
I have verified it and it is totally, totally true. It's just me mocking the whole thing about funerals, completely ripping the traditional idea apart and having a bloody laugh at the same time. He loves having a laugh, sure. This one. Johnny posted an 11-minute video on his GoFundMe page where he whipped out a dildo to explain his idea. That's very kind of him. Writing on his page, he asks heretics, apostates.
Apostates.
Thank you. What is that?
I think it's like people that the Bible don't like.
Sweet. Iconoclasts. Got that one?
Similar.
And hedonistic party lovers.
Yeah.
I think that's, I understand what that is. To come join the party as a middle finger salute to a tradition as people know it. I care not a stuff for ceremonies, especially religious ones, he wrote. So absolutely no prayers whatsoever shall be uttered. No mention of God or blessings. Just a truly and wonderfully event of vicars and tarts, suitably and scuriously anti-dressed for the occasion.
Yeah.
Johnny, who had a 40-year career starring in porn films, plans to set up a dedicated Facebook group page, Twitter account, and a very tongue-in-cheek blog entitled Death Door Diaries for his penis coffin.
Right.
Oh, and that's it. I was carrying on as if there's loads more. I wanted loads more.
He just wants money for the peen coffin, and I get that. Yeah.
So let's make sure we can all get him in that coffin.
Yeah.
Let's help him do it, guys, because I want to see that erect.
If nothing else, great name, and he deserves some money for that.
100%.
That might have taken him like 10 minutes to think up.
Yeah, it's very difficult to come up with great names like that.
So Rhiannon Rockard.
It doesn't work. You don't have a penis. Afraid so.
I love this story.
That's good.
Pensioner called 999 and demanded they bring her milk.
What? No, Grandma.
What I really like about this woman looks like the moody nan from Catherine Tate and basically is the moody nan from Catherine Tate.
She looks raging.
Not that I'm a Catherine Tate fan, no offence if you are, but that's, no you know, is. The nan is still
if
quite
you
funny.
Listen to this podcast and you've ever watched an episode of the Catherine Tate Show, whatever the fuck it's called, or Mrs. Brown's Boys, then I'm going to have to insist that you stop listening.
No! Don't stop listening.
I'm putting my foot down. What even was her show called? The Catherine Tate
Show. I think
it's
Catherine Tate Show.
Fucking brilliant. Nice one.
A pensioner has been spared jail after making countless nuisance and abusive phone calls to 999.
She's alright.
Including one to demand milk. Lena Taylor ran at the call handlers, wankers and bastards during some of the telephone conversations, which happened repeatedly over a 4-month period. I love moody old people.
They are so stroppy.
Nice old people, boring.
What have they got to be mad about? They don't have to work. They don't have to stand up much.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't walk. Like, chill, innit? Everyone's relaxed.
A court was told that a total of 166 incidents where the pensioner had rung 101 or 909 were logged, but that she'd made numerous phone calls on each of those incidents.
Sure.
Prosecutor said the 90-year-old repeatedly said she was going to burn down her home, needed medical assistance when she did not, or shouted abuse during nuisance calls.
I don't mind her.
She appeared in North Tyneside Magistrates Court, where she pleaded guilty to malicious communications offences.
Sure.
What a title. James Long, prosecuting, said the pensioner began ringing the emergency services on January 1st this year. This is posh barrister speak.
Uh-huh.
It is said that 166 incidents, it is said, Jesus, have been created linked to her home address. But in fact, there are a lot more phone calls than that, as there's more than one per instant. Mm-hmm. She demanded an ambulance, threatened to self-harm, made threats to set her house on fire and demanded medical assistance. I know that sounds bad, but she was totally fine the whole time.
She seems reasonable.
On one occasion, she said she was unhappy, having to wait for social services and to bring her some milk. There's some unpleasant swearing, where she calls people stupid bastards and wankers.
I love the idea of an old lady saying wankers.
I love this even more, representing herself in court.
Yeah, no point paying a lawyer.
Taylor of Wallsend said, "This is all about social service harassment and harassment from the police. I go to hospital, then I get sent home again. I have to do my own shopping. There's no food in the house. I go to bingo and I talk to Samaritans." No idea what that has to do
Literally
with anything.
Literally not related whatsoever, but it sounds like she has a fucking great life.
The judge asked if she realised the impact she was having on emergency services, and she responded, "They're the ones causing it."
Bloody wankers.
This is all stress related. The pensioner Losses. Claimed she couldn't promise that she wouldn't make further nuisance calls to emergency services.
I don't know
services.
What to tell you, boys. I can't promise that.
And when she was told she could face a possible prison sentence if she continued,
fuck off.
She added, I don't care one little bit.
Oh.
Taylor was given a 2-year conditional discharge. The judge said, what you're doing is taking resources potentially away from people that need it.
Nah.
You've never been in trouble before and you've pleaded guilty, so I'm taking that all into account. She'd have to pay £85 costs and a £20 victim surcharge.
She ain't going to be paying that anytime soon.
No.
Not in a million years will she be giving anyone
When I used
any
to
money.
Cover courts, they used to like make people pay like £1.50 a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really irritating.
Oh, God, so ridiculous. Righty-tighty, where are we at? Do you remember last week, or a couple of weeks ago, you did a story about some guy hurting his throat because he gave a...
Too much oral.
I've got another one here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like 95% sure it's a different one, but I think it's just more common than we think. Man ruptures airway after indulging in 10-inch penis.
Oh, my God.
It sounds slightly different to me. A man who ruptured his airway after indulging... I don't know why they have to say indulging in a 10-inch penis, has been hailed a legend. When he was admitted to hospital, though, Freddie Alanis was initially reluctant to tell doctors how his throat had been injured, largely because his mother had accompanied him to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
But he eventually revealed to medics that he had hurt himself during oral sex with a very well-endowed lover. Despite the injury, Mr. Alanis... Am I just saying that because it's Alanis Morissette?
I think so.
Okay. ...is now basking in glory after being praised for his skills on Twitter. He had got people curious after he wrote on Twitter... He posted a photo, basically, and put... Excuse the bad angle, but remember when I sucked a Hulk-sized dick and ended up in ER afterwards?
Hulk-sized dick.
LMFAO, which of course means laugh my fucking ass off. Mm-hmm. Hashtag never forget. After being prodded for more information, he went into detail about... He went into detail about the rendezvous with a well-hung lover that put him in hospital. In what you might consider a misalignment of priorities, he proudly said he had managed to get the man to reach climax despite being overwhelmed by his size.
Oh, my God.
Well,
where do you put 10 inches in your mouth?
It's a Hulk-sized dick.
You have to use both hands and mouth.
Oh, God. And then some other people's hands, probably.
And a grapefruit, if you've seen the movie Girls Trip.
I haven't.
You should watch the movie Girls Trip next time you're hungover.
Not in a million years.
Yeah.
This led some of his followers to call him a legend and an absolute eisel. He did admit he had not been forthcoming with the truth because he felt embarrassed in front of his mum, who does actually know he's gay, but probably doesn't know he's sucking Hulk-sized dick. Mr. Alliance later told them.us, eventually I had to tell the doctors exactly what happened to be treated the right way. The fact that it happened is insane because a doctor told me getting the airway ruptured through oral intercourse is one in millions, maybe even one in hundreds of millions.
I would say you up your chances if you go in with a Hulk-sized peen.
Just, if that's coming towards you, just say no. I'm going to have to excuse myself from this.
Yeah.
I don't care for that much. The good news is that it's unlikely to happen again because the partner who he still sees and actually works in the health industry himself now goes easy on him. Well, that's very sweet. I told him what had happened, and since then, when we decide to hook up or whatever, he is a lot less rough.
He's more cautious
and aware of what he's doing with his big Hulk-sized dick. Still, Mr. Alana says he would never be intimidated by size, and that actually he quite enjoyed the 3-day break he got by being in hospital.
So 3 days off the Hulk peen.
Just 3 days off work, 3 days off dick. He just had a really good time.
I'm going to have 3 days off dick.
So no regrets when it comes to that.
And going back for more.
Stonking todger.
Yeah.
Blimey.
10 inches.
What's 10 inches? I'm looking around the room. Look for a 10-inch.
So that's about 12 inches. That's about 10 inches.
Oh, that's too big for that's me. That's too for everyone. Big. No one should have that. Ew, gross. I don't even know how that's
almost
possible.
A foot, Anna.
Ooh.
Almost goodness. A sixth of you.
Okay. Ooh, what?
What do you mean?
6 dicks make me.
Right. You're nearly how tall are you?
I'm nearly 6 foot.
So, if this is nearly a foot, six of you.
6 dicks make a woman.
Let's say 7, just like round it all up and okay. Be generous. Seven dicks. 7 dicks height.
Blimey. I never thought of myself as 7 dicks high.
Well, because there's not a lot of 10-inch peens around.
No, there aren't a lot. I'll tell you that for free.
It's a bit of a random story, but I just want you to conjure the visual image.
Okay.
Vegan activist spared jail for stealing a piglet and playing him Elvis.
No, what? Why are you playing him Elvis?
To, like, calm him down.
Right, okay. I do like piglets, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you also like eating piglets?
I'm afraid I do.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I do, really.
A vegan activist put on some Elvis Presley to try and sue the piglet he'd just stolen.
What the fuck? Why that? I mean, there's loads of other things that would be worse.
What would you put on?
Bit of Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, I knew.
Cradle of Filth.
Wesley Omar, 23, filmed himself taking the tiny pig from Belmont Farm in Leicestershire before sharing the footage on YouTube and Facebook. He said he did it to raise awareness of the conditions the animal was kept in, but was arrested and eventually lost his job as an investment broker.
Oh, blimey.
Omar pleaded guilty to stealing the pig and was handed a 12-month community order and 100 hours of unpaid work.
Yeah, damn straight.
The pig he stole is actually named Wilbur and is now living at an animal sanctuary.
Do we know what Elvis song it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Passing sentence, Judge Nicholas Dean QC said, "You may feel you achieved something by the video being aired in this court and the publicity, but your acts were extremely childish." A video of Omar visiting Wilbur at his new home went viral after American musician Moby shared it.
Sure. That guy.
Blah, blah, blah.
I've thought about Moby for
about
a long
time. Pig. And I know. Should have played it some Moby.
Yeah, that can be.
That's one of his songs.
What song's that? Do it again.
Woman. Mo.
I don't care for your impressions of Moby, if I'm honest.
Omar, who turned vegan 3 years ago, took the pig across fields to his car and drove away with it while playing Elvis Presley's I Just Can't Help Believing on the radio.
How's that one go?
Don't know, actually.
Okay, good. I can't have you singing anymore.
Outside the court, Omar said, "The pig I took was grunting a bit in the car and needed calming down. So I put the radio on and it seemed to work. I wasn't planning to steal him. It just happened at the last minute. I took the nearest pig. I couldn't take them all." Oh, and this is funny. He says, I know I broke the law, which is wrong, but at least I saved a life. I rang someone I knew at the sanctuary, took the pig straight there. I didn't take it home because my mum would have had a fit.
She'd have absolutely lost her shit about that. You know what she's like.
Omar, 23.
Oh, I hope that little piglet's all right.
Yeah, he just, like, he's a big Elvis fan now.
Just loves all that shit. Right, last story of this episode. I don't know why I introduced it like that. I've never done that before. Black pudding eating competition ends in bloodbath.
Oh.
A traditional... Do you like black pudding? I bet you don't.
No. Do you?
I don't mind it, but I never need like a whole piece of it on my breakfast. Like, I'll have a couple of bits and think, oh, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
But then I don't think you should eat anything and be like, oh, this isn't so bad. It should be just, this is great.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a nice idea. I mean, it's not a nice idea. That's the problem. Mm. Bit spongy it can be.
Oh, I can't
bit
think.
A bit porous. No. A traditional black pudding eating contest descended into chaos when a 5-time champ attacked the young pretender trying to take his crown.
Oh, my God.
Harvey McGowan, 65, took a swipe at younger rival Burt Barber, 63, as the pair battled
Where is
it
the
up.
Story from? Burt Barber doesn't sound...
That's offensive. That's rude, because someone out there is called Burt Barber and you're being totally unreasonable.
Did he speak to the Sunday Sport?
I don't know, I can't hear you anymore. As the pair battled it out for the annual Barnsley Pud King title... Ex-trucker McGowan was livid when he realised Barber had devoured 3.5 pounds of the tasty pig's blood-based breakfast fodder.
Oh.
This is bad timing after your pig story, admittedly.
Yeah.
Didn't know you were doing that story.
No.
But instead of trying to eat more himself, he flew into a rage and punched Barber, sending tables and the black pudding flying. One eyewitness said it was horrifying. They were knocking lumps out of each other with their fists and with pieces of pudding. There was blood, snot and tears. Ugh. But neither man would stop, and it was so fierce, no one wanted to go anywhere near them.
Oh my God.
It's an emotional contest, but I've never seen anything like this.
So human blood and pig blood.
Just blood everywhere. I dread to think what would have happened if it was not for Harvey's little accident. New champion Barber from Sheffield told the publication he didn't have a little accident. That fat twat shat himself.
Oh.
Ex-champ McGowan from Gateshead has refused to comment.
Yeah.
So...
On the rumours that he shat himself.
On all of it. He's not saying whether he won or lost. He's not saying whether he was punching.
Yeah.
He's not saying whether he did a poop.
Yeah.
A black pudding induced poop.
He just doesn't want to talk about it.
He just don't want to talk about it.
Fine.
Which is totally reasonable.
It's Staying dignified.
Absolutely. And that is what I like about him. A really dignified character.
Is he your favourite in the Black Pudding Eating Game?
It is tricky because there are some absolutely cracking men out there. Though. Yeah. There are a lot of upstarts coming through the ranks and I'm really excited about seeing their progress.
Mm.
And I'll keep you updated on that. When there is more black pudding eating contests. Do you think you could do it? Not black pudding, but could you do any eating contest?
Yeah.
You could find
chips.
Which one? Chips. Yeah, you do love chips.
I love chips.
Yeah, but don't you think because they're so... that it's just the same flavour and over again. No.
What I do is, especially if it was thin, really salty chips, if I had a few dips, if I had ranch dressing, I would eat so many chips.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to
know. I think we know what I'm having for dinner now.
Chips and ranch. Chips. What is ranch dressing? What flavour?
It's like salad dressing. It's like creamy, garlicky. Yeah. Oh,
that does sound nice. Okay, great. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. Thank you so much for listening to IRL UK, the podcast.
The podcast.
If you would like to get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, that's also a social media platform that you might like to use. If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at @IRL_UK_podcast, and you can also see some pictures and musings and silliness. Mm-hmm. And also on Facebook, if you just search for us in the search bar, what the fuck? IRL UK podcast. That thing that I say all the time. Get in touch with us. Yeah, if you've got any good stories, let us know about them. If you want to keep reviewing us on iTunes, that'd be super, super great.
Mm.
And it's just been like a real pleasure chatting to you guys. I think we've had some cracking stories. Rhiannon's been in absolute top form. She hasn't complained once about being miserable and hot and pregnant. So well done you.
Well done me.
She's absolutely nailed that.
Yeah.
If anyone does want to actually knit her a baby grow or a little baby's hat, God, baby booties, I get the feeling she'd be absolutely chuffed.
Yeah.
Because it would save her a little bit of money. And she tight as fuck, this one. But yeah, thanks so much for listening. And I guess we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yes.
People still saying that. So be there or be square.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.